Very good evening, Zimbabwe. You are listening to Studio 7 from the Voice of America in Washington on Wednesday, May 18th, 2022. This is Live Talk. I am Kip Stube.
And I'm Jonga Kandemiri.
Tonight on the Diaspora Forum, we are talking about the suspension of duty on imports like cooking oil, maize meal, toothpaste, bath soap, rice, and others. The Zimbabwean government says this move is designed to ensure that people with access to free money can purchase these commodities in different nations.
Announcing the loosening of import regulations on basic commodities, Finance Secretary George Gwamatanga said this is in line with the recent announcement by Finance Minister that Zimbabweans are expected to have access to basic commodities amid the free fall of the Zimbabwe dollar.
The other goods that will be imported duty-free are flour, margarine, salt, sugar, milk powder, infant's milk formula, tea, petroleum jelly, laundry bar, and washing powder.
The Zimbabwe Revenue Authority has already put in the necessary legal instruments for the implementation of the new import scheme. Some Zimbabweans have welcomed the move, while others say it will only benefit those with foreign currency. The majority of Zimbabweans are living below the bread line. Prices of basic commodities have gone up in Zimbabwe, as the local currency is now trading at more than $400 for the United States dollar in the black market.
Uhambe mahlabezulu lindani lapha khona endaweni zonke zomhlaba esijeneyo namhlanje sikhuluma khona ukwethula ngukhulumende ukuthi abantu sebesenelisa ukuthi bethenge impahla ejeneyo emazweni. So ke uyakulenelisa ukuthi uthenge impahla le emazweni ungabhadali lokuthiwa i-customs duty. Lapha sikhuluma ke ngempahla enjengempuphu, i-cooking oil, i-toothpaste, i-bath soap, i-rice lokunye. So uhulumende usanda kubika ukuthi nxa umuntu elemali lokhu akubiza sithi i-free money, uyakuyenelisa ukuthi uthenge impahla leyi emazweni atshiyeneyo. Ye, ukuthi kubikwa lokhu-ke unobhala omkhulu kube ngathi umabhalane we-Minister of Finance, uGeorge Gwamatanga, uthe lokhu-ke bakwenza kwezinto abantu beZimbabwe babe nokudla ezindlini. Ezinye njalo impahla elakho ukuthi uzithenge i-flour, i-margarine, isawudo, ijukela, i-milk powder, i-infant milk formula, itiye, i-petroleum jelly, i-laundry bar soap, i-washing powder. Sikhuluma ke iZimbabwe Revenue Authority kumbe iZimra zikhaleke ukuthi ilungise umthetho okumele ukutube khona. Ngathi vele siwulungisile. Njalo ke kukhanya ngazani ke kulabantu beZimbabwe bathi hayi uhulumende wenze kahle, kwelabanye abathi uhulumende lapha utshaya eceleni. So singazi ukuthi kuyahamba njani njengoba abantu abaningi eZimbabwe bengasebenzi. Sikhuluma kulamanje intengo yempahla etshiyeneyo iyakhuphuka okwamagama. Khuphula ukuthi-ke idola liyawa. Kanti sinqawu le dola elilodwa elakwele Melika kumele ube le 400 kumbe 400 and something khona liphezulu yamaZimbabwe dollar. So kukhanya-ke kunzima ku-black market nxa usithenga idola lelo. Kunjalo-ke jonga khonokho-ke esikhuluma ngakho lamhlanje.
Wongwadiwa vateereri nevatariri, nhasi uri musi wechitatu 18 Chivabvu kana kuti 18 May 2022, muchirongwa chedu chatinotarisa zvinosangana nevana veZimbabwe vari kunze kwenyika nevari munyika Live Talk Diaspora Forum. Nhasi tiri kutarisa nezvemutemo wakaziviswa nehurumende kuburikidza nebazi rezvemari wekuti aiwa tambosimudza kana kubvisa mutemo unorambidza kupinzwa kwezvinhu zvakaita secooking oil, hupfu, mushonga wekugezesa mazino, toothpaste, sipo yekugezesa mupunga nezvimwe zvinofanira zvichibhadharwa duty pakupinda nazvo pamiganhu. Hanzi mutemo uyu wambosuspendwa kana kusendekwa parutivi kwemwedzi mitanhatu kana kuti 6 months kuitira kurerutsa ndima, kuitira vana veZimbabwe vanga vachikwanisa kuwana zvavanoda zuva nezuva, atingati mabasic commodity. Mutemo uyu vanhu vari kuutambira zvakasiyana-siyana, vakawanda vari kuufarira, asi unenge uchitarisirwa kuti unge uchibatsira munhu anenge aine mari, vanenge vaine mari dzavo dzekunze. Vakawanda vasina mari dzekunze vanototya kuti zvichange zvakudhura zvakanyanya munyika, nokuti vanenge vatenga zviri kushaika munyika izvozvo vakazvitenga kunze kwenyika vachipinda nazvo munyika. Zvinoreva kuti vanenge vakuzozvitengesa nemutengo uri pamusoro kuitira kuti vanga vachiwana mari dzavo. Pamusoro pezvo kune vari kutyawo zvakare kuti mutemo iwoyu unogona kukanganisa makambani emunyika anogadzirawo zvigadzirwa izvozvo, anga achigadzira zvigadzirwa izvo, nokuti tinoona kuti mazuva apera hurumende dada kana kuzvirova dundundu ichitaura kuti iri kufadzwa nekuti muzvitoro maamane zvinhu zvinogadzirwa munyika zvinodarika 75% kana kuti kusvika pazvikamu makumi manomwe nezvishanu zvine zvaakutengeswa muzvitoro asi taakuona zvakare vaakuti zvinhu zviri kunetsa zvibvumidzwe kupinda munyika zvichireva kuti makambani anga achigadzira zvinhu zvaanogadzira upfu mafuta nezvimwe zvakadaro vanogona kunge vaakurasikirwa nebhizinesi kana nemari sezvo vanhu vanenge vaakumhanyira zviri kubva kunze kwenyika dzimwe nguva zvinogona kunge zvakachipa zvichitengeswa zvichienzaniswa nezviri kutengeswa munyika ndo nyaya yatiri kuti kurukure nhasi Gibbs thank you so much.
Yes, let's start with what Zimbabweans are saying in the diaspora. I've got a lady, Ketiwe Bebe, who lives in Botswana, who says many Zimbabweans back home want, you know, benefit from what the government is saying. So let's get on the show and hear exactly what she's saying about some of the things.
Kuyi advantage yomuntu ovele ese diaspora like mina if I'm to buy here lapha although izinto sezidura lazo but kungcono ukuba la ma promotions here and there and I can target to those promotions kuyi advantage ngaleyo ndlela ukuthi lami nxa sengihamba ekhaya sengingahamba ngithwele but kuyi disadvantage kubo business person abase Zimbabwe labantu ordinary people abase Zimbabwe in the sense yokuthi kuzoba lelokhu zenu le high demand ye foreign currency yone feeding yekho ngoba umuntu osekhaya kathesi imagine ngomuntu ose rural uzoqalisa ukuthi adinge ipula which is very difficult and kuzobulala i local currency ngamandla not only that kuzobulala futhi local industry ngamandla ngoba uzathola ukuthi nxa wonke umuntu esekwanisa ukuthi athenge okungapha ngale kubulala imisebenzi kubulala iprojection kuba le less demand for those things ezekhaya and also kuya benefit the few abavele belezimali zabo abakwanisa ukuthi bephume baye emazweni but i majority of Zimbabwean ordinary Zimbabwean citizens akuba sizingalutho njalo the other thing bona laba balezimali zabo abakwanisa ukuvensa into that ukuthi they have data emazweni bethenga izinto still umuntu yakwanisa ukuthi into siyababona la ngiyakwazi ukuthenga into mina e-100 pula. I-100 pula, which is something like $10 maybe or $9. Of which, you know, I'm thinking, I can sell that thing for $20. Akula mto kwanisa ukuthi angikontrole. But still, bona basekhaya, ngiyabembabulele, akuba benefit kangako kuyinto kwangkhona. I believe ukuthi uhulumende kumele abuyele solution eza benefit abantu, not the few that are able.
Yes, yakuzwa. Wena ngokwakho ungumabhebhe nje. Ubona ngazani kuya kunceda ngani?
Mina kwi-advantage only ekuthi in the short term I can easily buy things and ngigijime bahambisele eBulawayo but in the long term akukhona vele solution. Yeah.
Kumele isolution ibe yiwi njengoba selivunyelwa ukuthi lithenge iflower, lithenge amajarine, lithenge i-toothpaste khona ngapho.
Bacacile njalo babaduba ukuthi it's just for 6 months. So mina I believe ukuthi whatever solution abangayilethe ebantwini kumele ibe beyond that 6 months. Bona they have ukunanzelela ukuthi ezinye izinqumo abaye bezithatha ziyalimaza abantu and they have to come up with policies bebona ukuthi umnotho bawenza njani ukuze isolution abayilethe ebantwini i-accommodate abantu not the few individuals njalo izinto zangkhona kuhlezi kungokwesikhathinyana sekuyintrojwe lokhu ngokwesikhathinyana sekuyintrojuse lokhu ngokwesikhathinyana kukhani nganabala long-term solution for all.
Kuthi uhulumente uthi uyazama sibili maphepha uthi uyazama okunye okumangalisayo uyalizamela
iproblemu babadube uhulumende ukutsho kwakho ukuthi uyazama xa usuke uhlanganisa le reality thina esiyibonayo it really runs parallel urhulumente akumelanga asitshele ukuthi uyazama kumele sibone ukuthi hhayi kodwa laphana uyazama but as we are seeing izinto baya-anawunsa lapho ukuthi hhayi umnotho uyasumuka uyasukuma but xa ukhangela i-reality imali yabiwa every day izinto zikhwela every day impilo lokhu siba worse than before nomlomo bayazama but action wes akula kuzama
akum-advise urhulumente nxa kuthi wena ungazibamba sinto esidukweni kuthiwa nguwe usungumongameli wezimbabwe
kuyinxa ngingaba ngumongameli okokuqala mina ngizathi I think abantu abaku-decision making vele in the first place kumele nxa umntu eyipolitician kumbe ukucabinet minister kumbe wenzana nje kabathiyane lokuba ngobusiness person ngoba okusalayo ipolicy loba imbi for the people as long as advantage business yakho babagcube wena useparliament uzokupasisa ukhangelele ibusiness if either you are a business person or uphethe isikhundla ngale elokhuzele kubusweni kwelizwe so khona lapho that is the first thing I will do. Ipolitician ayibe yipolitician nxa ukudecision making kuza kukhama phela ukuthi wenzeni usathina usibandisena lanxa ungayisilo ngoba ukhangelela ukuthi uprotect yakhe ibhizinisi lanxa ulimaza uZulu. Number one. Number two, uhulumende kayekele ukusela i-corruption yesibulalayo. The resources are there, abantu bayatshontsha i-gold nxa liyasimagwa i-1 kg uzothwala itholakale e-airport mangaki angatholakalanga of which that 1 kg nxa ikhandiswa e-reserve bank kubhenefitha abantu abaningi. Izimali okuthiwa ziyadisappear ziningi kakhulu, izimali ezingekho unaccounted for ziningi kakhulu. Uhulumende akayekele ukusela, uhulumende akathembeki. I think khonokho nje singaqalisela khonapho. Okunye futhi bona bathi they are being incapacitated by ama-sanctions, abakwanisi ukutrade kuhle on an international level. Kabakwanisi ngoba vele akula mntu ongaphila enguye yedwa, sonke siyabadinga omakhelwane labangani kwezomnotho anti. So labo abazame uku-approach abantu ababafakela ama-sanctions bezame ukuthi somewhere somehow they meet the dimensioned conditions ukwenzela ukuthi labo bencediseke. But ngenxa yokuthi lawo ma-sanctions athinta ordinary people bona they don't care. Khathesi umntakamgaba useSingapore, so kuyini okungabenza ukuthi betshintshe? Bona bayakwazi ukuthi nxa begula baya ngaphi, nxa beswele ukudla baya ngaphi. So I think ngenxa yokuthi ngukulumente nje ongelasihlelo abanani lokuthi ama-sanctions akhutshwe. But ngabe bale bayafisa mpela ukuthi izinto kube le turn around. I believe ukuthi that ZANU-PF government kunenge engakwenza.
Mazvinzwira kubva kune mumwe wevadare vatiinzo. Ndandichitaura kuti vanhu vateereri vazvinzwira kubva kune mudare watiinaye ari kuBotswana akataura zvimwe chete nezvandambotaura pandandichipira chirongwa ichi kuti hongu zviri zvakanaka kune vanenge vaine mari dzavo, asi vasina mari vanenge vachimirira kuti vanga vachitenga zvinenge zvapinzwa kubva kunze kwenyika vanenge vachizotengeserwa nemutengo uri pamusoro. Ndo zvimwe chete zviri kutaurwa naama yavo kuti hongu zvinogona kubatsira, asi zvichaita kuti mitengo yezvinhu zvinenge zvichipinzwa munyika izvo zvinenge zvichitengeswa nemari iri pamusoro, zvimwe chetewo nekutyirwa kuti zvinogona kukanganisa kana kuuraya makambani emunyika. Gibbs.
Yes, what Keto Pepe was saying is that only people in the diaspora will benefit and the majority of people in Zimbabwe won't benefit at all. She said, you know, foreign currency is an issue here. How many people in the villages do have foreign currency? So she says even local industries may collapse because if there's this importation of so many goods from other countries, this is going to have a negative effect on the production levels in Zimbabwe. She says at the same time, this will fuel the devaluation of the Zimbabwe dollar. And so she says a government should actually come out with long-term solutions and not these piecemeal measures. And she says, she also says, the reality is that the Zimbabwe bond is useless now. So the government should come out clean on this because she's saying, you know what, people are being fooled. People are being told lies all the time. And coming out with such kind of programs is not productive at all. So there is a lot that can we say. At the same time, she said politicians must stick to politics and forget about business, you know. And lastly, she talked about corruption. She says there's too much corruption in Zimbabwe. So, Chonga, we are joined by several guests right now. We've got Dr. Zimbabwe Mavaza of ZANU-PF is based in London. Quiet.
Dr. Mavaza, welcome to our show.
Thank you, Jonga, and welcome, listeners.
Thank you so much. Maybe I can start by throwing my question in English for the benefit of all our listeners, both languages. What's your take on this measure by the government, or these measures by the government to lift the import duty and allow Zimbabweans to bring in commodities?
This is a very good measure. If we were listening from what the ministry said, the finance ministry lifted with immediate effect the duty on basic commodities, and this is a measure which is only done for 6 months, and they've said it clearly this is for 6 months, and there are reasons for that. Number one, things have just gone skyrocketing. Things have gone so high in prices. Food had gone up 100-200% increment in basic food, so that whether you have foreign currency or you don't, every Zimbabwean was suffering from the way these people back home were capitalizing on them being the only ones with the monopoly of producing the basic products. So by lifting the ban and allowing everybody to go and buy wherever you can buy it and bring it home, sell it or eat it, what happens in this scenario, we flood the market with food. When the market is flooded with food, it becomes cheaper. So when the supply is in surplus, it becomes cheaper. So it's not correct to say only guys in diaspora will benefit. No. People in diaspora, they eat in diaspora. People at home, they eat at home. So there is no benefit on one side here. What simply happens is everybody, whether you have got the foreign currents or you don't, at the end of a month or so, there will be surplus of food on the market. And when that happens, it pushes the prices down. And that's the only way to get the prices down. Because we cannot put a price control in this situation, which has failed before.
But Dr. Mavaza, before we go to other guests, the government is trying frantically to make sure that manufacturing gets on its on feet in Zimbabwe. By bringing these commodities, as you are saying, that they will flood the market, is it not killing the manufacturing sector?
No, it is not. This is a temporary measure. It will be for 6 months, number one. Number two, the manufacturing structures of home, it's not only the basic commodities. There are a lot of things we are manufacturing. Those are not affected. We are talking about what brings food on the table. We are talking about the issue of the stomach. For people not to starve, let us allow food to come home as much as we can, and those people can buy, and they have a choice of buying foreign made food or they want to buy locally made food. Either way, it's up to the people to choose what they want from the market. So it does not affect the producers at all. They continue producing, and now they know that they cannot continue raising up their prices at will. They will have to be controlled by the prices of the commodities coming in now. So at the end of the day, every other person benefits from this scenario.
Thank you very much. Now we're joined by two other guests. That is Mr. Bernard Pelize Ndlovu, who is an independent political commentator, and Mr. Sipho Ngulube, who is a political activist. Let's start with you, Baba Ndlovu. So here, I think you can hear what Mr. Dr. Mavaza is saying. So what's your take on, you know, this move by the government?
Thanks, Dube. Look, it takes me back to the village. My opinion is that it's a survival strategy. It's going to open the whole space to a lot of things. Of course, the difficulty on the part of the local manufacturer. So it's not correct, in my opinion, for Dr. Mavaza to say that it's not going to affect the local manufacturer. It's like, you know, in the village, when we grew up, and you would get told by your parents that you cannot eat, you know, food from certain neighbors. What we see now, Dr. Mavaza, is a situation whereby your father says to you, look, now you can eat because we need to survive. But what does it expose the kids to? If there is fear that there is witchcraft in some homesteads, it means that the parent is now saying, look, go ahead and eat because we need to survive. So I think my emphasis is the fact that there are dangers that come with that. But understandably, we have become a parastate. We are in danger of collapsing as a nation. So it's understandable that a government would then come in with such a, you know, stranded measures that show that we have come to a 100% point of survival, where people's welfare, where businesses' welfare, those who are contributing to the economy, are put at risk. It is indeed not correct to think that the local manufacturer is not affected.
Yeah, ngasindlebele ngakubeka njani khona okwenziwa nguhulumende.
asitini tina lapha njengoba ngishilo ukuthi kuvana no nesasike kwekhaya village wawuthika khona ukuthi ungadle emzini bayaloya umthetho ofakiweyo lo ukuthi uprotector ukhona ukuprotector lo mthetho kodwa ke ngenxa yokuthi manje ekhaya so ikati selilaleziko akulamlilo ngoba kusaphekwa ubaba bese sithi yena hayi bantu bami selingadla ngale emzini engafuna ukukhuluma iqiniso ukuthi ngenxa yokuthi lapha sesisenkingeni kodwa inkinga ikhona sobala and kungenzeka ukuthi bafa abantwana ngoba ifukuliqiniso ukuthi kuyaloywa ulowo muzi ukuthi okungadliwa khona ngezinye indlela lapha abasebenza besenza izinto zabo ku-manufacturing yekhaya bazolahlekelwa ngoba abasemaphandleni bazothumeza ukudla mpela kugcwale ekhaya ngapha sikuthola ngento engani iyehlile so labazobethengisa bona ngamakhosi abo awakhona ngale khama manufacturers bazogcina nje sibe sime ezitaladeni bethengisa izinto abantu sebelapho ukudla ezinjeni okuvela emazweni
yes cela ubambe khonapho-ke ndlovu ungayikatshana silo ubaba-ke usipho ngulube kwahead jonga nangusipho
yebo baba uthini baba ngulube
sanibonani bakithi
Yes, sine
crisis ekhaya. Singananzelela insuku zona ezezimbili ezintathu. Kuna ama announcement amabili amathathu key announcement enziwe nguhulumende. Sikhuluma ngokuvulwa kokungena kwempahla lokho kuvulwe nguhulumende. Kodwa kulokunye akwenzileyo okwemali ukuthi amabhenki asengeboleka imali abe kuvale kuliviki ephelileyo. Okwenze impahla zacatha. Ngoba ama business bese wakontrola imali bangayitholi emabhenki owenza impahla zacatha abantu bakhipha impahla emashelfini so kunokuthi alungise into ezifana nalezo yena uya announce ukuthi sekuvuliwe abantu ababuyele baye kweboleka amabhenki njalo naliyokudla siyakwazi vele ukuthi ukudla akukho eZimbabwe siyakwazi isimo seZimbabwe i-economy yeZimbabwe yonke ifile ngeza uba kundlovu ukuthi sizangena ku-crisis siku-crisis vele ayikwedlula nale so uhulumende wethu lapha ahlupha khona ukuthi afuna ukuvuma ukuthi siku-crisis angaze avule kade esathi uvula i-six months xa sikhuluma i-six months kuyabe babe sebevuneni nabantu phela ukudla kubiswa yisivuno esihle esisibonayo ku-chronic kumidiya kumidiya yohulumende kuthiwa kule sivuno esihle xa kule sivuno esihle yini osokusenza si-impote umuntu yidaka uhulumende engakhontroli ama-prizes kuphela kumakethe ku-ground abantu bathenge sithenge size sithenge nesawuto hayi siku-crisis ebuhlungu uhulumende nje kavuma ukuthi usehlulekile njalo uhulumende wethu kadinge abantu abaku-field abaku-mandustry bamu-advise hhayi ukuthi adictate from e-state house kube lama-advisors abantu abakuvele beku-field abaku-ground abazukusebenza ku-grain marketing abaku-marketing zonke indawo abasebenza kizo bamtshele uhulumende ukuthi okuhluphayo yilokhu hayi ukuthi enze nje ama-announcement without ama-advisors kumbe akhona ama-advisors asazi ukuthi nganjani ye siyamuzwa kakhulu-ke ubaba usipho ngulube uthi what he's saying is that the government is most probably panicking because of his first announcement that banks should not lend money to people like Jonga and companies, you know. So at the end of the day, he says what the government did was wrong, but they've since reversed that. But he says the damage has been done because people withdraw their, their goods from the shelves. Mm-hmm. So now we are joined by Mr. Umfundisi Richard Moyo. Welcome to the program.
Regaindi ku kwase mose, gani bingelela ndi ndi matekwana endavo de. I want to say some of things I want to agree with Mr. Mavaza. Because if we see the situation in our country, Zimbabwe, you need a lot of help for the people. He try to make everything better. That's why they try to say, let's see people living outside of the country. You buy the stuff to bring back home without duty. Don't ask what is going on. Zvinhu zviri kuramba vari kutiraya kuti nyika yezimbabwe iende mberi nyika yekwedu yafane hosipipe inenge ichivhurirwa mvura asi nemaburi mazhinji kuti mvura painozosvika inosvika yapera saka zvimwe zvandinoona sekuti neimwe nzira zvinogona kubatsira sekutaura kwavo nokuti kutsvaga zano kutswaga zano, kanzi kufima, kutswaga utani mwari, saka regai tuono, saka mbuitika uzakafana izozo, karikare, zika pesira ze, wanuwa, wakumu shoko kukwa futi, kuti a, tiku, badara mawe, matiki saka wanda, ninye kutikunzaba badara zika fazabano, saka takuona zwaku itwa, sino tiratidza kuti zveshuwa chimiro cheupenyu wenyika yeZimbabwe asina kumira zvakanaka. Zvinongoda kuti dai Mwari akatibatsira, I think zvinhu zvinogona kubatsira futi mukufamba kwemazuva.
Thank you so much, Mfundisi Moyo. But looking on the other side, kana tichitarisa rimwe divi, Mfundisi Moyo, imi muri kunze kwenyika, muri kuSouth Africa, tinoona kuti mazuva apera vanhu vari kunze kwenyika zvikuru muSouth Africa maamuchita dambudziko rekuti mutumire zvinhu kumushana namalaicha zvichitorwa pamabhazi nezvimwe zvakadaro. Izvi zvakurerukirai zvakadii?
Tafara zvikuru, tafara nazvo. Zvinhu zvatifadza zvikuru nokuti vanhu vaitambudzika zvishuwa, vanhu vachipedzera vachismagila zvinhu zvichibude, saka zvinhu zvinoratidza zvinhu zvakanaka. Asize tai pamashuru apo tatichiona zvazvichibatsira futi kunyika kuZimbabwe kuti zvakachitengeka zvakanaka nenzira yakanaka, but nei kukwira kwakazoita mitengo, vari kunzewo kunyikawo vakuwanawo mabenefit, vakubatsirika kuona malaisha kuti vaendese kumusha, but still zvinhu zvati zviri nokuSouth Africa kuno zvai zvakutodhura more, zvakudhura more and more. Like mafuta akutiitwa ma200 aitoti kuZimbabwe kutori nane, tichiona maprice angati ataiona kuZimbabwe, takutarisa pari zvino. Asi I hope kuti vari kunokuesa namalaicha, vari kuita mhururu, vari kupembera nechitiko ichi chakaisa government.
Thank you so much. Tinotenda Mfundisi Gibbs.
Yes, avakurike Mfundisi Wambe kunapoke ungaika chana. Just bring in Dr. Mavaza before we go to the other two guests. Dr. Mavaza, I think we are hearing what many people are saying here. We had the lady from in Botswana saying, you know, basically this is only for the elite, nothing else. I think it was also said by Pekeleso Penalty in Logo and Mr. Sipho Ngulube. So they are saying at the end of the day, this won't benefit a lot of people. There's no one who has foreign currency every day in the villages there, according to them. What's your take on that?
The problem they don't understand is that when the products come to Zimbabwe, they will not be sold in foreign currency. They'll sell you, they'll be sold in local currency at the rate where it's going on that particular day. Which means, and what we are saying is, when these products are now in Zimbabwe, and there are a lot of them coming, the prices will be forced to go down. So it is not, it's a proper misunderstanding of what will happen, which our sister Bebe and my brother Ngulube, they are swimming in serious confusion. The issue of the nature of the matter here is, yes, we agree, there is a crisis. That's why the government has to come with these measures. Measures are brought up to cover crisis. So we are not saying there's no crisis. There is a crisis. So that is admitted. Secondly, this crisis has not been caused by the government. It has been caused by those entrepreneurs who are actually withholding the products in order to raise prices. They are not feeding the shops with the products. They are not producing much. They are holding things into their shops, into their companies, so that the prices can go up. And that is a pure sabotage. And this is an economic sabotage being done by these industrialists and some other companies. But I need us to understand one point. This suspension on duty is only on the things which deals with the issue of the stomach and the mouth, food on the table. It's not talking about the cars. It's not talking about other products. Other companies, other products which can make the economy run, they are not affected. They have to go the same way it has been. The new laws are being organized now so that when we start, by next starting of Monday or Tuesday, it will be in full force. You can bring your food. You can buy food for your family. It cannot be impounded. If it's more than a certain amount, you pay duty as per the rules of the Ministry of Finance. So in other words, in short, here, Gibbs, people don't want anything good. If the government does anything good, you will find the people who come up and say, oh, the government is doing it because it has failed. The fact that there's a measure which has been put in place, it means we have not failed as a government. We have come up with a measure. And that measure, we are saying, it has tested and proved measure in so many areas. The moment you flood the market with products, the product becomes cheaper. And what we need at the end of the day is to make sure the products are cheaper for our people. So this is the best thing which has happened to the country, and people must celebrate and thank the government for this. And furthermore, in conclusion, Gibbs, I don't understand why my sister Bebe and my brother Gulube would think that this will benefit guys in diaspora. Guys in diaspora, when they buy food for their parents back home, it benefits the parents back home, not the guys in diaspora. And when the parents get the food, a lot of it from their children abroad, they end up selling at a cheaper price to their neighbors who do not have children abroad. But that's not the only way of market. That's not the only market outlet. There are shops. The shops will be flooded with food. And we are saying, wherever the food comes from, let me respond to my other brother, I forgot his name, who says, he gave an example of witchcraft, and says, we are simply saying to the guys, eat, because you are hungry. Even if,
that's Pastor Bernard Begelizendorf, yes.
Yes. So Pastor Love, in response to him, the food which is being allowed to come home, the products are the ones which have passed the test of good standard in their countries. They are not bringing food which is unconsumable.
I think what you are saying is, you know, he was not literally saying that food has got poison. But he was saying it's like the government forcing people to take poison. You know, like that way, you know. Not that he said the food is good. No.
That's why my argument is there is no forcing of taking poison when we are asking you to eat. We are simply saying if you cannot afford the locally made food and if it's not present in the shop, buy the foreign.
Hold on, Dr. Mavaza. Let's not go too far. Mr. Pegelizwe, Bernard Love, here you are. Can I tell him exactly what you're saying and then react to what he's saying right now? Mr. Love. So I think Mr. Love has been cut off a bit there. No, I think his network was giving us a bit of showers there. So let's bring in Ubabu Ungulube, since you also said something about Mr. Ungulube. So
Ubabu Manda, uti enas the crisis. Is there a crisis? It's a government. It's not a man-made. I'm sure it's a man-made. It's a government-made crisis. It's a government-made crisis. And in my city, Chinalapa is a flatter market in Ogusha. Abantu was a flatter market in Ogusha. But I'm not saying Ogusha, Ubu Tengi, you spend. So you can't buy here, Ubu Patisa, Almalaita, and then you go and sell food. At a cheaper price. You have to, in our business, you have to put profit here. So we from a transfer, you see a fair car, obviously, there's a higher price. Then we take abantu ba benefit. Yes, we have to benefit. Can they afford? They can't afford. Even if it is a rate of the day, the rate of the day in Namhlanje was 300 something. 300 something is almost a third of his salary that teacher. We tell you cooking oil, 100 something rands, cooking oil. So when I eat 100 something rands, and I pay 20 rand, we purchase, you see 152 liters. That makes common sense. What I'm saying to you, if this man is saying we are buying food from foreign countries, if we have to buy food, we have to send it home. We have to pay cost of sending it home. So you can't buy food here and go and give it away at a cheaper price at home. You have to put your buying price, your your price of delivering plus your leaky profit. So that price will go up. And to for him to say everyone is going to benefit, it's not everyone who are going to benefit. We are working in South Africa, we are buying food in South Africa already. We are going to benefit for those 6 months. But an ordinary Zimbabwean who's working, a soldier working in Zimbabwe, a teacher, all the civil servant, if they're going to buy that bottle of cooking oil at 150, let's say the price of the rate on the street is 300. He's going to buy it at 300 Zim dollars, which is about 3/3 of his salary already for buying just 2 liters of cooking oil. What about his transport going to work? The other cost of his life throughout the month. That doesn't make sense.
Yes, Chonga, ngena kona poke mfowethu.
Yes, thank you so much, Gibbs. Sure, ndanzwa mashoko ari kutaurwa navangu Luve nemashoko ataurwa nevamwe vatauri. They are all saying the same thing, that yes, this may be good for short term, but in the long run, it is going to affect a lot of people, because one, those who bring in goods from South Africa, Zimbabwe, Mozambique, wherever, outside the country, for resale, they will put a large markup for them to make profit, because they pay Amalija, and also they need to make profit out of that. And at the same time, the local industries, they are going to be affected, because if I can just walk out of my house and buy toothpaste on the street, why go to the supermarket? That's another thing. Let's hear from Mufundisi Moyo.
Yeah, that is true, but sometimes it's not good at all. If you remember, the people in Zimbabwe, the way he's struggling to get money to buy even south, like other people say, it's very difficult, especially the people in rural area, you are suffer. Saka zvinhu zvakangokosha kuti dzimwe nguva tichitarisa vanhu kunze kwenyika vakawanda vanobatsirawo vari kumusha vari kumaruzevha uko kuti vanhu vakawanda vekumaruzevha vanotorarama nekuda kwevanhu South Africa. If you remember, many people living outside of the country, he send money with Mukoro and other staff there. So saka zvinhu zvakafana izvizvi zviri kuzama kuitwa negovernment. Iyo pachayo vari kutoona kuti zvichiwa apa takundikana. Saka zvirinani kuti vanhu vose vangozama, nekuti mukati menyika yeZimbabwe zvinoratidza vachina kuti mari hamuna, vari kuzama nenzira dzose. Kana muchiona vanhu vachikwidza mitengo, chiri vanhu vakawanda vachema nechitiko chakafana nechichi kuti sei vadero. Iyi ingori nhau yandakaona yekufikisa, inyaya yekufikisa vakakwidza mitengo, kuti kana tikadai zvoita sekutiwo nesuwo vari kunze kwenyika tobva tafara nazvo. But still zvinhu zvinorwadza futi. Kana uchienda kuZimbabwe, mapurisa vakafana namalaicha, each and every road block you pay money so and so until up to border there. Mose mapurisa ari muSA anonga achidawo mari zhinji kumatogeti, papi napapi. Kana uchingosvika futi kuna zima TIP anonga achidhura kuti mota ideclareiwe, kodwa futi lot of money. So saka zvakafanana izvozvo, sometimes it's gonna help, but sometimes it won't help. So I think the people of Zimbabwe, it's time to unite and ask God to help us, because now look, 42 years people of Zimbabwe are suffering. You try to never best, even if some people you say people of Zimbabwe, hey, tinonamata zvakanyanya, say wai mwari wenya asingakunzwi. Saka zvinhu zviri kutitambudza, sandinoda kutaura nechekuti yava nguva yekuti vanhu veZimbabwe, nyika yedu iri kuzama nepainogona napo, vari kuzama kuzama kwavo kwaratidza kuti kuda Mwari, nekuti Jehovha Mwari ndiye mubatsiri pazvose. Kana pasina izvozvo, nekuti zvakufanana mukadzi uya kuna madzimambo tu wakachema kuna mambo kuti paita nzara vabika mwana woumwe mukadzi, vakazoti umwe, asi mambo haana kuvateerera. Kudzama yeshe azoprofita nenguva yakati, upfu wakatsisa kuchatekeswa nemari shoma. Saka nyika yedu yeZimbabwe inongoda ruoko rwaMwari, nekuti zvo zviri kuzamiwa. Vari kuzama kuita zvose nenzira yavanogona nawo, kumhanya apo naapo kana kunga kukwereta, but zvose izvozvo hazvisi kubatsira.
Moyo, so okay, what is this, Obama, trust? ncubesile khona lapha ujonga sizwe ubaba utrust ukuthi uthini trust ncube kunjani baba
kunjani baba
siyaphila kakhulu sisondele emuva mvijana sikubone ifesi yakho so-ke akutsho ukuthi asakuboni suphumile be wena ukubona njani udaba lamhlanje ngena kuframe kuhle sikubona kuhle baba sikubona one lihlo kuphela
kubona one lihlo
ye qhubeka khonapa qhubeka khonapa
qhubeka
ye qhubeka ba
yebo hayi udaba lamhlanje eyi uthanda ukusithinta kakhulu ikakhulukazi nesingaphandle kwezwe ngoba manje okwenzeka ngakhona kuhlukumeza thina kakhulu impela ngoba manje siyazama ukuthi sikwazi ukuthi ngoba asikwazi ukuthi izinto masingaphandle kwezwe sikwazi ukuthi sithi sizothatha imali siyise ekhaya lento yokugcine leyo mali uma ifika ngale ekhaya akwazi ukuthi impila kutholakale ngaleyo mali so ithanda ukuba nzima kakhulu lenda
ye njengoba ngishile ukuthi uzama ukuthi sikubone sibilungene kuframe yekhamera yakho shedela ngapha ye shedela futhi ukuthi sikubone impela kuyanyamalala kuye ngakhona ngale ya khonapho kanye so wena ubona wena uhulumende kalizameli yini kunokho akwenzayo
hayi ayikho into ayizamayo kunalokho nje lapho ngathi uyasincindezela kakhulu impela nje ngoba manje ukuthi ekugcineni le nto eshiyo nje ungulube lapho ukuthi bawuyothi mntwana ungadli emzini kanje 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 kuthi kusasa ukuthi uyatshintsha simtshela futhi ukuthi hayi sungayenza into enje kwesibani bani yabo lo nto usowamlahlekisa lo muntu nje ayikho indlela esukungabe umbonisa ngayo sike into nje ngabe umnceda ngayo siwa nje kuyikuncindezela kakhulu lo
ye siyabonga kakhulu ke akumtshela uhulumente ukuthi kumele yenzeni kuyo phambili
ya into uhulumende ofanele yenze ukuthi dasivumele njengoba nje siyilana ngaphandle kwamazwe nje kungenxa yakhe uhulumende so njengoba kunjalo angivumele ukuthi ngoba sizama lokho esikuzamayo ngaphandle sizenze ngale ndlela asivumele ukuthi senze ngale ndlela vele besiyenza ngayo ekuqaleni kungabi nemthetho otshintshatshintshayo ukuthi namhlanje kutshintshwa kwenziwa lokhu nalokho especially thina ama-diasporas inkinga yoba lapho ukuthi yonke into enzakalayo isuke ihlukumeza thina ukuthi nje sivalele ngaphandle kuyena yonke into engabe yenzeka so ngicabanga ukuthi bakungabuyelwa kule simulation ebekusetshenzwa ngayo ngesikhathi esidlule kudala hayi manje kube ukuthi nje siyazi ukuvumeleka sithenge le ndlela esiyithenga khona or siyathenga ngale ndlela siphathiswa umalayisha kungabi kuba kwayinkinga ukuthi ufike emabhoda lezo zinto ziba yinkinga thina sokuthathwa kwenziwa kwenzayo thina bona bayadla bayasutha kodwa labo abantu esibanikeza lezo zinto bagcina ukudla kungasafiki kubona kodwa bona laba abakhona bayasutha engakho bekwazi ubakhulumele phezulu kangako
ye siyakuzwa kakhulu ke trust Ncube siyabonga kakhulu ungathinda kusasa so what trust is saying Joga is that you know the situation is bad on the ground if you look at the way they send goods to Zimbabwe, they use malaichas. And at the end of the day, they don't they benefit mostly because sometimes these goods vanish at border posts where they are impounded. So he's saying that you know, the government needs to be serious about some of these things. So maybe we can bring in
Now that gives, because of the measure has been lifted, it means the goods won't be impounded.
Yeah, so talk to Dr. Mavaza, Chonga.
Yes, Dr. Mavaza, manzwi azvataurwa nevamwe izvo vari kuchema kuti zvinogona kuti hongu tanzi tipinze zvinhu munyika asi zvinongoramba zvichitorwa.
Chekutanga ndechekuti nekuti pane mvumo yekunzi zvinhu ngazvichipinda munyika, saka hakuna chichatorwa kunobvunzwa kupinda nacho. And hauna kana proof yekuti wapinda nacho sei, nekuti hapana, you don't declare it, you don't pay duty. Unongopinda nazvo ndozvazvinoreva saka hakuna anenge achakutorerai dambudziko ratinaro tine vanhu vajaira kungobhadhara choko muhomwe kuti huori hupere haungopedzwa nemapurisa ega unopedzwa neni newe iwo ukaramba kubhadhara mupurisa anenge akumbira choko muhomwe unofanira kumhangarirawo kumapurisa makuru vanosungwa imwe dambudziko randaona apa baba Jonga ndirekuti vakuru vangunube navamoyo havasi kunzwisisa dambudziko rimwe chete vari kutarisa munhu mumwe chete anenge auya nechikafu chake kubva kusouth africa oisa petunu ozoita sechozodhura isi totarisa vanhu vanenge vane mashopu avo vatora chikafu chakawanda chekutengesa mari yepeturu nemari yekufamba munzira yese iyaya inokavhiwa nemari yavachazotengesa saka mapurize avo haazokwira semunhu atora chikafu chemunhu mumwe chete ukatenga chikafu chemunhu mumwe chete chinogona kukudhurira kana vakuzoita into account macosts anenge ari asi ukatora chikafu chekutengesa watobva nacho chakawanda nekuti hausikurambidzwa saka unenge une maprofits akawanda chepinda ndingotsanangura in short kuti chii chakanakira kuti chikafu chibve kune dzimwe nyika chekutanga nechirungu vajoka maadvantages of imported clean food kana zvakanakira kuti chikafu chibve kune dzimwe nyika ndechekutamba one the food is cheaper tisanyeberani Zimbabwe iri kushandisa US dollar US dollar rimwe chete rine simba rakawanda kupfuura rand saka ukatenga chikafu 100 rand kuzimbabwe chinenge chachiita kana kuti 10 rand chinenge chaita kana kuti less price kuzimbabwe inenge yakakana 10 cents chaiyo because inenge iri 80 US dollar chepiri chikafu chichiri cheaper kuimportwa kune nyika yachinogadzirwa kuchiva kunyika yachikagadzirwa in other words it's cheaper to import the food from its production country to a country which does not produce it and again chikafu chizhinji chinouya kunze kwenyika it's better quality hatisi kuti better quality but there is a better quality of food because inenda through test inenda through quality assessment and it's good for the environment we can talk about it for a long time and there is more variety of food inenge yakuunzwa nekubvumidzwa chikafu chipinde munyika uye the food importing ino create economic opportunities takwanira mabasa vana malaicha ma driver emakombi vanobatsira kutakura kwa maboda can create employment only more than the important stop. Because there is a lot of employment creation. Because there are so many benefits of importing chikafu kubva dzimwe nyika. Uyezve dambudziko ratinaro baba
ngo. It seems Dr. Mavaza.
Yes.
Sikongolove is shocked about what you're saying.
Yeah.
Let him come in right now.
No, but let me answer. Before it goes away,
10 seconds there. Yeah?
Yes, Bangulube, earlier on you were talking about blaming the government for these problems. Government yatounza a measure. It means it has resolved a problem. The problem of food shortages in Zimbabwe has been caused by the companies who are refusing to supply their food because they want to raise the prices. This has nothing to do with the government. So I think you're thinking of the government kuti ndo yakangoita izvika mashanduka kubva ipapo maona kuti aiwa iya haisi nyaya yehurumende don't politicize everything inyaya yesabotage economic sabotage being caused by those industrialists
thank you Dr. Mabaza Mr. Angulome
but Dr. Mabaza is the one you are politicizing this thing is not supposed to be politicized that's why I said we need government to get advisors professional people the people on the ground, the people who are working on the grain marketing, professionals, we have got people who are educated in Zimbabwe, but they are running away. They are not allowed to work in their country. So if he's telling us, now importing food will create jobs, that's a joke of the year. If he's telling us we have to import mini salt, we're importing better mini. But at the same time, the same government is advising people to go to the land and farm. So where is that maize we are farming, where we are harvesting, going to? We have to take that maize and feed the cattle if there is any of that maize. Because we are going to eat the quality maize from neighboring countries. Ovela emazweni ukudla okuvela emazweni kuyiquality ukreate umsebenzi akuyahlekisa lokho kuyahlekisa so xa uhulumende ehlale sithi abantu bathatha umhlaba balime xa belima labana abantu umumba abawuvunayo bawuthengise ngapi usuza fida inkomo ngoba uthi owethu aso quality kutshoni khona lokho i-job creation ayitsho yiphi ayibala ukuthi bacreate umsebenzi ngokuthi babulala ama-industry Anto kumulwa ukuthi abantu basebenze ku-ground kuma-industry yithi bafide isizwe. Isawudo silithenge esitolo njengakudala. Isawudo elithenge eJohannesburg, isawudo yakwazi ukuthi lisindonganani. I-10 kg yenkuphi sinye weight yayo uyifake emoteni, ufake i-petrol from Johannesburg to inkayi. And then how much will it going to cost?
Yes, siyakuzwa kakhulu Ngulube. Sesilobaba lapha singazi ukuthi ibizo lakhe mbani, Jonga, kodwa ke ku-Facebook. ubhale ukuthi uchino timba akukhulume la lapha.
Ye baba makadini.
Tiri vapenyu makadini.
Tiri vapenyu. Munogona kuswededza kamera yenyu kure nemi zvishoma kuti tione chiso chenyu tiri kungoona ziso rimwe chete. Ndofunga izvi zvaita.
Alright.
Muri kupi?
Ndiri muno muzvangu muNamibia.
MuNamibia ndaona muchizunza musoro pane zviri kutaurwa nevamwe. Hamene muda kutaura nechirungu here kuti vamwe vese vanzwe vari pachirongwa chino kana kuti modi?
Yes, let me use English. I speak English and Shona. You know, one thing that is so painful is that we have political leaders who we have tested power, and whenever they make mistake, they stand to defend what is wrong. Surely, how can a man come in on this platform and utter such statements that they are creating jobs by allowing suffering people who are earning RTGS, which is less than $200, most of the civil servants, that we are creating employment and those people will benefit? How do you expect a person with $200 who is a civil servant to benefit to buy a meaningful grocery? How? It's impossible. These guys, they need to zero down to the reality and say, surely Mr. Mangujga and Professor Ngube, they have failed to run the economy because whatever they are doing, look at how they are changing statutory instruments. Midnight, you go online, you see a new statutory instrument at 12 midnight, and you expect such person to be a professor who can resuscitate the economy with the new ideas. And this gentleman, I don't know his name, who is saying they are creating employment. Surely, my grandmother, who is in the rural areas, has just $1 for the grinding mill machine. How do you expect such person to benefit? They are saying people who are in the diaspora will send food. But they are denying the same people the right to vote. What does that mean? You know, we have reached a stage whereby we are being led by people who have this political hegemony, who thinks that there is no one who should challenge their decisions. I appeal to ZANU-PF and its leadership to say they've done their part. Let them allow new people to come in. This thing of continuously rigging elections and expect the economy to go further than where they have rigged it to, it does not work. Look at the industries, local manufacturers, they've closed. And now they are trying to promote South Africa, Botswana, Namibia, and surrounding countries' market. If we are buying basic needs from South Africa, whose GDP is growing, who is benefiting in terms of the economy? Isn't it those neighboring countries? And at the same time, we are seeing that the government is refusing to adopt the US dollar. And now they are saying, go and buy outside. And this gentleman is coming here to say, no, the government is trying to help people. Helping with what? How can you get, you are earning RTGS? And that RTGS is very, it has no power.
Maybe one quick question. You said your name and surname before I pose.
Yeah, no, I you can call me Chino Timba. It's fine. I'm from Boera.
Okay, so Mr. Chino Timba, what's the way forward? What's the way forward here? Just
the way forward is to make sure that they bring US dollar, because US dollar will stabilize the economy. Even those local manufacturers, local people who are producing basic commodities, they want the hard currency. They want strong currency to import machinery and other things. Because RTGS is very, very volatile. I think it's just useless. So there is no way they can continue to say, buy outside, buy wherever. Let them bring US dollar and then the economy will stabilize. There is no one who can go and import food when there is US dollar in circulation. Mr. Mthuli Ncube and Mr. Mangujga should come to their senses together with their bosses, Comrade Mnangagwa.
Thank you very much, Chonga. Maybe you've got a question to pose to him.
Yeah. ndazwa vari kutaura zvimwe chete zvazvinyanyotaurwa nevamwe vakaita savana vangulube namuzvare bebe navabekilizwe zvimwe chete zvavanga vachingotaura asi tichitarisawo nerimwe rutivi vachinotimba hazvibatsire here nguva diki iyoyi 6 months yapiwa grace period kuti maindastiri ari munyika anga achikwanisawo kuunganidza zvinhu zvinozokwanisa kuti zvinge zvichitora nguva zvichitengeswa zviri pamasherufu panguva iyoyo pamwe chetewo nekurerutsira vanenge vachikwanisa kuzviwana zviri kubva kunze izvo zvichiuya munyika zvakachipa nokuti tinoona kuti vemaindastiri vari kuti dambudziko rinoita kuti vasanyanyogadzira zvinhu zvakawanda nderekuti mishina yavari kushandisa or let me put it in english their machines they are obsolete they are old and it's expensive to maintain them and they cannot beat the production that is like happening in other countries where they have a modern machinery and also the 6 month period may give these local producers time to stock up
vajonga vaita basa hazvibatsire nemhaka yekuti mukatarisa makambani ari kunzi aproduce aya vari kutenga maraw materials from outside the country vari kutenga maraw materials kunze kwenyika saka kuti vatenge vanofanira kuti zvavagadzira zvotengeswa mulocal market vowana mari handiti maona ndo zvinoita economy kana uchi uine ngatiti uri kugadzira sipo wonziwa kugadzira sipo for 6 months usingatengese vashandi unovapei iye zvino mukatarisa magetsi load shedding haichabatsire haichataure nezvayo kungodzima anoya midnight vanhu ivavo maproduction means hapana hurumende haisisina zano yapererwa unoti munhu ngaagadzire zvinhu 6 months ko mari yacho inenge ichibvepi handiti vanofanira kuti zvavagadzira votengesa immediately kuti vawane mari zvino kana mukatini tiri kuvapa mukana wekuti vagadzire vachiunganidza zvoreva here kuti vashandi havatambire zvoreva here kuti magetsi havachabhadhare mabills mafixed cost havachabhadhara mari yacho imbori kupiko naivedwei
Thank you very much, Mr. Chinotimba. Let's bring in Mr. Dr. Mavaza for a few seconds that are remaining right now so to hear his defense on what this gentleman is saying. Hey, Dr. Mavaza,
Thank you. The problem with that guy who does not have a name and called himself Chinotimba is that you cannot start by attacking government over a problem which has been caused by the industrialists. Number two, it is naive of anybody to believe that there's no employment created by exporting food. The driver is employed. The guy who does the loading is employed. The guy who does the carrying is employed. The shopkeeper is employed. We must understand that as soon as a business starts operating internationally, there are many additional advantages and factors which can have a huge impact on the success of the business, on the economy of the country, and on the variety of the food being brought in there. It is naive to believe that nothing will change by this. And let me tell you, the changes have been only made for 6 months. The reason why 6 months, it's simply because we want to come around the problem and have our own food and make our own food. We are not saying our food is bad. We are saying we've got quality coming. When we say quality is coming, we are saying the quality now can compete with our quality. And people can make a choice on two different qualities. It does not mean that ours is inferior in any way. It simply means it has got an equal right and equal partner who is competing with them on the market. So in short, this country is endowed with some specific resources which are not in another country. And those resources are made into food in a different way. So when we get those things together, we are not saying our country is less. We are simply saying...
Thank you, Dr. Mavaza. You are remaining with only 1 second. Thank you so much. We wish to thank our guests this evening, Dr. Simba Mavaza of ZANU-PF. Also, Mr. Izbekelizwe Bernard Jovu, Mr. Sipho Ngulube. And we also had... Mr. Chinotimba, who is in Namibia. So thank you so much to everyone who joined the show today. And signing off from Washington, this is Kibs Dube saying good night, Zimbabwe.